Today's New Testament reading is from Acts, the 25th chapter. Now when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and greeted Festus. And as they stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a man left prisoner by Felix, and when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews laid out their case against him, asking for a sentence of condemnation against him. I answered them that it was not the custom of the Romans to give up anyone before the accused met the accusers face to face and had opportunity to make his defense concerning the charge laid against him. So when they came together here, I made no delay, but on the next day took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought. When the accusers stood up, they brought no charge in his case of such evils as I supposed. Rather, they had certain points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but whom Paul asserted to be alive. Being at a loss how to investigate these questions, I asked whether he wanted to go to Jerusalem and be tried there regarding them. But when Paul had appealed to be kept in custody for the decision of the emperor, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar." Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear the man myself." "Tomorrow," said he, "you will hear him." So on the next day Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribunes and the prominent men of the city. Then, at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, "King Agrippa and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing deserving death. And as he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to go ahead and send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable, in sending a prisoner, not to indicate the charges against him." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Matthew Wheatfelt.
In the holy name of Jesus, amen. What's my purpose? This is a question that is asked by many people throughout the course of their life. The search for meaning and purpose within our lives is something that plagues folks every day, causing great fear and anxiety. Am I doing what the Lord wants me to do? Am I fulfilling His will for my life? These are all questions in regard to the law, trying to measure up to the golden standard that is what the Lord has for you, oftentimes, though, causing more conflict and strife within our own selves than doing good. We see this question also being posed to in the life of St. Paul. In our readings through the book of Acts, we see Paul being tossed about to and fro through his ministry. We wonder constantly if Paul himself sought such wonder and meaning for his own life. I think it's safe to say he probably too thought this question himself. We see him in his epistles continuing to highlight this conflict and strife within himself. Ultimately, though, St. Paul continues to focus on the one thing needful in this life, that is salvation by faith alone in Christ alone. St. Paul continues to focus himself and us on the cross of Jesus. We see this even within our reading today, although Paul does not speak himself. Paul standing before Agrippa and Bernice with Festus in command, Paul being brought out in order to make testimony before them. And what is the highlight of our reading for today? We see that Paul continues to focus himself on Christ, wholly and wholeheartedly. This isn't a work, though, that he does himself. This is only the working of the Holy Spirit, who continues to focus him through faith on Jesus Christ, his Lord and Savior. And the Holy Spirit does the same thing for us as well. Regardless of what it is that we are called to do, the Holy Spirit continues to focus us on the cross of Jesus. For that is where we find our true meaning. That is where we find our purpose. Our meaning is that we are children of God, bought by the blood of our Savior. Our purpose, to share the good news through the Holy Spirit of Jesus' own love, his life, his death, and his resurrection as a gift for all people. What is our meaning? What is our purpose? We find all of that in the person of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us as a ransom for many. And in his cross, we find our meaning and purpose. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.